the news business struggles to survive the internet. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A news industry report says the internet has profoundly changed journalism, but not necessarily in the ways that were predicted. The annual State of the News Media report by the Project for Excellence in Journalism concludes the internet has not reduced the audience for mainstream news outlets, as some thought would happen. The project's director, Tom Rosensteel, says mainstream media have successfully moved online, but the ad dollars are just not there. Case in point, the New York Times.
If you look at the New York Times' total audience, that is, the audience that reads the newspaper, and the audience that's unduplicated, or new people who read just the website, their total audience is higher than it's ever been. And almost as many people now read the New York Times online as read it in print. The problem is that the New York Times makes 93% of its revenue from print, only 7% from online. So every time a reader goes from being a print reader to a reader of new technology, that costs the New York Times a lot of money. And increasingly it appears that the internet is just not as good a delivery platform for the traditional kind of advertising that has subsidized journalism.
Is this problem you identify, the advertising dollars not following audiences online, is that problem solvable? I mean, I know that everyone's trying to figure it out in the mainstream media. Is there any hope?
If the audience were sort of fleeing traditional journalism and moving to entirely to blogs or to infotainment, there'd be very little prospect to see that the news business could win them back. The fact that they've maintained their audience means that they simply need to figure out a new economic model or new sources of revenue. Now, that doesn't mean that's easy, but it does mean that it's possible. We're looking at about a 10-year period in which the business will sort itself out.
I wonder how bad it is going to get and how much damage will be done before the news business figures out how to monetize their audience. How much wreckage is there going to be in the next 10 years?
Yeah, I think that's the key question. I mean, the news business is both a declining industry and an emerging one at the same time. If you look at the emerging side of the news business, you'd say, well, wow, you've got these websites. Places like MSNBC.com are attracting 29 million unique visitors a month. There's got to be a way to turn that around into a profit. And if you were an emerging business, you'd go to venture capitalists and you'd say, look at the crowd we're developing. Give us some time to work out the economics, but we'll be able to translate this into quite a good business. If you are looking at this inside an older business, you might say, well, we're accustomed to 20% profit, and this thing isn't making any profit, so hurry it up. We've got a limited amount of patience. We spent a lot of money on this thing, and you know, we'll give you 2 or 3 years. It's just a different mindset depending on whether you see this as a mature and declining industry or one that is really just at the very beginning of its birth date.
Tom Rosensteel directs the Project for Excellence in Journalism, which has just published its annual State of the News Media report. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.